The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out.
All right, folks, we're back. I'm Rick Adams, just filling in this afternoon on the day before Thanksgiving for John on the National Intel Report. And tonight we will do our program at the usual time, and we hope to have Jennifer Lake on to discuss with us the Kennedy assassination on her blog and many other things related to it. And we certainly welcome your listenership and your participation, your support for RBN, and particularly in financial support, patronizing the sponsors that sacrificed to come on the network, to be here, to help keep alive this voice, this freedom that we still have in America today by the grace of God. And we thank you for that. And also prayer. You know, sincere, honest prayer does make a difference. And I know that may sound a little trivial to some people who just don't want to hear it and don't want to believe in it. But for those of you who do, and those of you who understand what I'm saying, we appreciate and covet your prayers deeply. We do. So that's something that we try to do here in, at Republic Broadcasting Network. The word is getting out. I mean, you know, I hear from people now in different countries that write and email me, and they talk about how they've just discovered this program or this network, and they are amazed at what they have been listening to and what they have not been listening to, how they've been left out of the loop, they say, how they all these years they've been deceived and lied to, and they practice self-deception. You know, they didn't know. They just did not think. They didn't think out of the box. They were afraid to. They were frightened to, because they didn't want to be ostracized by their neighbors, by their family, by their friends. They didn't want to be alienated. They wanted to be with the in crowd. Well, they found out the in crowd isn't going to do it for them. Well, they found out that all of the chorus of approval for them being part of the mold, part of the trendiness of society, just didn't cut the mustard. It just didn't bring in the money anymore. And you know, it's all about money, let's face it. Comes down to the dollar. Comes down to the buck. Comes down to the gold, doesn't it? What motivates people in many cases today, not all, but in many cases, is whether or not they have money in their pockets. And, you know, they got their priorities all wrong. You know, put him first and all these things will be added unto you. And they don't want to do that because they fear that if they're on their own, who's going to be there to protect them? The government, of course. Big Daddy will take care of it all. Well, now Big Daddy says he's broke. Santa isn't coming this year, ma'am. Sorry. You know, it's like the old comedy, a Laurel and Hardy comedy in 1929, Big Business, where they were selling Christmas trees. And they went to a door and they got a woman. And I'll tell you this story when I come back, because I think this is a humorous plot. And it makes a point, ladies and gentlemen. So bear with me, please. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Burke Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, we're back now. Rick Adams just filling in this afternoon for John on this Thanksgiving Eve, and hope that John is doing well, and he will tomorrow with Sandra be having a happy, safe Thanksgiving, and we are very grateful, actually, for the opportunity to be here, you know, and it's not often that I have the time, you know, to be able to do a double gig here, but today it just happened to work out, and it may be because of divine providence that that is the case. Now, I'll invite callers to chime in if you wish to. We will bring you up at this time in this hour at 800-313-9443, you know the number, and we'll take some calls here and there. A couple of other things that intrigue me is Mr. Medvedev, Russia may target missile defense sites. That is that Russia, it is claimed, will deploy new missiles aimed at U.S. missile defense sites in Europe if Washington goes ahead with the planned shield despite Russia's concern. And Mr. Dmitry Medvedev, it's always a hard name to pronounce, said that just today. Some of you have made note of it and said that it's more rhetoric and it's more of the exchange. But nonetheless, the statement is out there. The plans to have missile, so-called missile shields in Europe, including Romania and Poland to be a threat to its nuclear forces, the Obama administration insists that they are meant to fend off a potential threat from Iran. Now, of course, that's hogwash. A potential threat from eensy-beensy little teeny-weeny Iran. Well, we heard the same thing about Iraq. We heard the same nonsense about Saddam Hussein and his missiles and his weapons of mass annihilation aimed at London, aimed at poor little Israel, aimed everywhere in all directions, when in fact, just the opposite was true. And it is Israel that has the capability, the wherewithal, and the will to launch a first strike nuclear attack against capitals in Europe, including the Vatican and the United States, my friends. So this is silly. This is ridiculous. When Obama speaks, you know he's lying. His lips are moving. In any event, that's another story that I thought I'd bring up. Now, we'll take calls, ladies and gentlemen, in the program. I believe we have Lester in Ohio right now. Let's see if we can grab Lester. Join us at 800-313-9443.
Yeah, how are we doing, Rick?
Yes. Greetings. Salutations.
Well, I've been out here for quite a while, and I did something miraculous the other day.
You did something what?
I did something I bought four tires for $4.
$4 each or $4 total?
$4 total, less mounted, balanced, and getting rid of my old tires.
Well, were they any good, these tires? New tires, you mean? You bought them?
Well, they're pretty good. They weren't brand new, but they were in good shape.
So.
My car drives fine now. Now that I got new tires on it for $4.
Now all you need is new potholes, right?
Well, how do you buy four tires for $4?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the guy that did it. Tell me.
Well, it was simple. I didn't use the mark of the beast.
Okay. You did it with real money.
That's exactly how I did it.
See? I caught on.
Well, see, you got to understand that the paper dollar is the mark of the beast.
You bet. Well, it's certainly one of them,
I mean,
right up front.
Mm-hmm. Well, who does it belong to?
Mm-hmm.
Who created it?
The beast. The beast.
I believe it was the creature from Jackal Island that created it.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Oh, darn.
You made a wise move, huh?
Well, no, I just try teaching people.
Now, where did you go? Did you go to a particular company to buy these tires, and how was the exchange handled?
Oh, I went to a personal man and took him. First, I was going to pay him 120 marks for the tires, and I come back home and I had to think, let me go back over and talk to this guy again. So I grabbed a roll of peace dollars, and I went back over and I told him, I says, what do you think? You think we could make a deal on four of these?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I bought four tires for $4.
Mm-hmm.
But they were real dollars, you got to understand.
Yeah, I do. I understand perfectly.
Well, it's like, I've been down to the Occupy people, and, I've tried explaining this to them, too, I mean, you don't have no real money. It's all you got's marks.
How successful have you been at that project?
Well, I've been dropping in on them every now and then for weeks now, and when I first started going down there, I ran into people, totally don't believe in the law of God, they're starting to come around a little bit. And last time I was there, they were actually, I'm standing out there in the cold without my coat on and everything, trying to get me to stay. They want, I went by there today. There wasn't nobody there today, but yeah, I keep trying to work on people. You know, after all, you know, I study the law. You know,
yeah,
and I study a lot. As my neighbor puts it, he says, Lester, he says, the problem with you is you study too much. And he says, the problem is you don't charge. The reason people won't listen to you is because you don't charge enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe God said not to take and accept the silver or the copper for the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, he does provide, though, and I mean, our case, and you know, you do things as a favor and you help people, and then it comes back to you.
Well, I freely give what is freely given.
Right.
Why should I take and charge you for what God has given me?
Mm-hmm. That's
right. I mean, because that's where I got it. You know, I don't get my knowledge from man.
Oh, all things come from Him. Nothing was that was created was without Him. You know.
I didn't have this. Man didn't give me this aha moment. You know, man doesn't teach. You know, I'm sorry. You know. I'd rather be taught of God than man.
You know, the thing is, now, it's nice that you were able to do that today. Let me take it one step further, though, Lester. It was very good that you had the real money, medium of exchange, to be able to make that transaction. But I was just talking today also with somebody about how we today live in this society where we know things are going to change, and we know that there will come a time, as there was in the past, in places, Germany and other countries, where they could not buy food and they could not eat and things that were necessities of life. And how would it be for the richest of rich men to have all that money that they think they have and all of that wealth and yet not be able to eat, not be able to buy anything with it?
This is
where the rubber meets the road, pardon the pun.
Are you talking about all them people that held all them German marks?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm talking about all of them right down to the present day and age. You know, John D. Rockefeller, was it, who had suffered from cancer at the end, right? Stomach cancer, I believe?
Yeah.
He lamented the fact that with all of his millions at that time, millions and billions of dollars, he could not enjoy a succulent steak. He could not eat it. He could not digest it. And it bothered him to no end. You know, it reminds me of the parables, and it reminds me of what Christ said. You see, man does not live by bread or steak alone, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. See, we are spiritual creatures. We are not just flesh and blood. You see, we are in the flesh form in this age now, but we're not flesh and blood alone.
Yeah,
there
is
a spiritual dimension here.
My doctor retired. I don't know if he retired, but he moved to Kansas. After all, I didn't allow him to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the Pharaoh and his snakes too. I mean, why do you think the two snakes are on the MA pen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, even the Emperor of China. At one point, said made the statement of their powers and their symbols.
That's right. It tells you a lot when you see that symbol.
I've studied a lot of these things. It's like, you know, I'm waiting for the day when the lion lays down with the lamb.
Yes.
But you know who the lion is, right?
Oh, yes.
The lion is he who hides in the secret places of the city and waits for the poor to come by.
Right.
And when he catches them, he delivers them on to the strong ones. Now, who's the lion?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well,
before the break,
the lion's your police.
All right.
I mean, it's like, okay, I'm a collector of things that, you know, some symbology and all that there somewhat to myself. Now. Hang on, I'll tell you after the break.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll just bring you back up briefly because we have to go to other calls, but we'll do that, okay, Lester? Get your thoughts together. We'll return, folks, 800-313-9443.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Now for John Stadtmiller, the National Intel Report, and I want to continue briefly with our caller Lester here. Lester, yes, what did you want to add?
Well, like I say, I'm a collector of things. Now, I'm sitting here with a Trooper Mark V 357 Magnum in my lap.
Uh-oh.
And amazingly, here engraved in the handle, there's a lion. Now, I guess this here belongs to the lion who's in charge of protecting the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you go down to El Paso and go to the Masonic Temple in El Paso, Texas, and you look at the stairs going leading into the temple, you'll find that there's a lion on each side of the stairway, guarding the temple.
So what is the bottom line here now?
Well, when the day comes when the lion lays down with the lamb, who's going to protect the devil and all his demons?
Right now
they're giving suck onto the devil and his demons.
Uh-huh. Well, he's not going to have to worry about that because he's not going to be here.
Well, God says the day will come when the lion lays down with the lamb.
Right, but not Satan. He's going to be apart from all of that, out of the picture.
Well, this is all part of you know. I'm just watching the show.
Yeah. I mean, well, enjoy it because it is a performance,
it's
the last act is on right now. Okay. The curtains are open. The stage is there. The performers are on the stage. And we're getting close now to the last performance of this act. All right, Lester, thank you for your call. But, yes, I do have to continue to take other calls. All right, thank you. 1-800-313-9443. All right, who's next? We have Keith next. Hello, Keith. Yes,
hi,
Keith. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, I sent you an email a week or two ago after I called in, and I didn't get a reply from you.
Well, I don't know. I get so many emails, Keith.
I know, but I called in, and then right away, they've done this hundreds of times. They called back and responded with Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 and 29. There is neither Greek, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. And the guy called and called me a racist. Mm-hmm. And I tried to call back, but there wasn't time and I couldn't get back in. But if they read verse 15 of the same chapter, Galatians 3:15,
yeah.
Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto.
Mm-hmm.
You can't add any names other than the seed of Abraham to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Contract made with the seed of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
To your last caller, paper money is not the mark of the beast.
It's not the mark. It's just a symbol of this fraudulent system that's thrust upon us. Part of it, in the sense that everything is a counterfeit of what is true, what is good, wouldn't you say?
Paper money is a fiat currency, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is banked by loans. It's created out of nothing. We all know that. It's not the mark of the beast. You can't just say those things.
No, it's not. It's not the mark of the beast. That's right, yeah.
Well, if you want to learn about the mark of the beast, you read Revelation chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, 19, and 20. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Arnold Murray says it's not. He says it's not real. It's in your mind, or what's in your mind is the mark in the forehead, and what's in your hand is your word.
So you take it as a physical, literal implant?
Oh, you better believe it, because it means scratch or etching, engraving. It's very real.
Now, what form will it take, do you think?
Well, it might be this chip they have. I don't know, but I know it breaks the skin. Maybe they have some new technology, but you're not going to be able to buy or sell without it. The Bible's true. Arnold Murray's not telling the truth.
Uh-huh. So you have any ideas as to specifically what it may or may not be? We don't know.
Well, whether it's a tattoo or a chip, it doesn't matter. I just know I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it means death, I can't take it or I'll lose my soul.
Do you believe that that the Lord can provide for you, though, and regardless of whether you take the mark or not, and feed you?
I better believe that.
Huh?
I better believe that.
Well, but, I mean, do you believe it?
Well, yes.
Yeah, okay.
What about that remnant? Who hears
I mean, is he not Christ? Capable of doing that, right? And that's the whole point here.
Yeah, but it's only a remnant who hear because these people keep calling in with this Galatians 3:28-29 because they keep trying to worship a universal God and call him Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When the truth is, Christ is the same God who made the promise to Abraham and his seed. Abraham and his seed is not the whole world. It's only Abraham and his seed. Mm-hmm. And Christ said it himself. Oh, I only want to hear the words in red in my Bible. But you can read Matthew 22, the last verse, and Christ said, have you not read? I'm the God is the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, which is certainly not these people who call themselves Jews who are running the world.
Mm-hmm.
So when they use Galatians 3:28-29 to turn that into universalism, the universal God, that's you can call him Baal or Satan, the prince of this world. That's what these churches are preaching. Universal God, the covenant-breaking God, that's not Christ. That's not the true God.
Right. Okay, Keith, thank you very much for your call, sir. But I hear the music, and once again, we're up against the break. We'll take calls on this or any other subject, folks, but we've concentrated on a few, on Thanksgiving particularly, and all of the problems and the turmoil facing the world now in this age. We'll come back and have another half hour.
Because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, well back, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, the number is 800-313-9443. These are a few other interesting tidbits at this particular hour. New York City is suing the roll-your-own cigarette shops over the need for tax revenue. Does that sound familiar? They just can't get enough. That's another vice, you know, that I know a lot of people have it. And I'm not, you know, I'm not judging you. I'm not condemning you. And I understand that a lot of people out there have to smoke. I see a great number of these kids today when you go by these places, these fast food places, coffee places and so forth. They take their break and they take it outside. I call it the smoke room now, you know, where you have these zones that do not permit smoking, obviously, inside. So they go outside. The first thing they do is light up. And where we are, it's about $7, $8. It's just taxes. 90% of it is taxes. And so now the cities are getting nervous and the states are getting nervous. We can't have allow Indians to sell cigarettes cheaper. Can't allow them to sell them. And we can't allow any competition. We want that money, folks. All about the money. Filthy lucre. That's what it is. And then, of course, in addition to that, the business of, I'll get to your calls in a moment. Hang on. The business of foreign intrigue that I just alluded to a moment or so ago, of course, is now lining up four square against the United States, our people here in this country, between Russia, revisited, rearmed, and China, which is now becoming very increasingly strong. And in these latter days, you will see it. You will see China armed. You will see it done. You will see that the Red Chinese military will, in fact, with all of its conventional and unconventional weaponry and its geopolitical overshadowing of this hemisphere, will be in a position to call the shots. The economics are there. They hold the debt. And America will be at their mercy. And this is also prophetic, too. Besides this mark, this in the mind, this closing of the mind to the truth and accepting the lie in the last days, this lie of Satan himself. We're upon that time. We're upon that time, folks. All right. I want to take a call or two because of time. So let's do it. Sue is now on the phone lines from Houston, Texas. Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, dear.
How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay, thank you. And you?
Good. You know, I appreciated so much your commentary about the technology of the computer,
mm-hmm.
and even the cell phone. life was so much nicer before all that stuff, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just wanted to comment. I listened to you on my satellite.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if people are aware of Rick's satellite out there in Missouri. And you can purchase that for like $200, but then you own it. You don't pay any fee every month.
Right.
And you get the Russia Today and Press TV, so you get a pretty broad world view of the news that you don't get on the local TV.
Right. Yes, and, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Tell us about it now. So you bought it, right?
Yes. You hook
you
it up.
It.
You put up a disc on the top, on your rooftop.
Yeah.
And you get a receiver box and connect it to any old TV, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no fee. There's no monthly fee, so you're not getting scammed every month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Just
and
the initial cost, right?
Just the initial cost, and you're done.
And that was $200, right?
It was $200, yeah.
$200. Was there I'm sure there had to be a tax on that.
Well, I don't think it's much. Maybe shipping or something for the shipping cost.
Okay.
But I can give you the number over the phone here, and if anybody is interested, because it's hard to sit by the computer all the time.
All right, go ahead.
It's 816-228-1801. His name is Rick, and he's very nice and very helpful as to installing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get that out there for folks who might be, who would like this radio. And you get all these other stations. It's wonderful.
Sure, sure. Now, do you have time during the day to listen to it at all?
When on my days off, yes.
All right. Okay.
I listen to it at night a lot. I catch your program.
Yeah?
And then they repeat, you know, early in the early hours of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They repeat a lot of the shows.
That's nice. That's
so you
very
get
good.
To catch up.
I know.
I've been under the weather. I'm the girl who called you last week.
Oh, yes. Yes. How are you feeling now?
Well, it's a little complicated, and I'm not sure what to do, but I'm feeling a little better anyway.
And I think you called when
Dr. K was there.
Yes. Right, right.
Yeah, and, I'm trying to go the homeopathic way.
Yeah. I can't help you specifically, and he has to be cautious as well. But if you were to write to him, if you have, then you know that he might be able to help you more without having to see you. He might be able to give you some direction.
Do you have an address on him that I might write him?
Well, now, he has his email. Dr.
Yeah, you see,
K.
I don't do that, Rick. I'm
you don't
I'm
do
like
any emails?
A Neanderthal.
All right, I understand. Well, I can probably leave you information through Mike here.
Okay.
Or if you write to me, I'll tell you what. Why don't you write to me, okay?
Yeah, give me your address.
Okay, you can write to me, and you don't use email, so Mike knows. Mike can give you the information to write, and we'll provide it with you. One way or another.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Okay, good enough. All right, stay on the line then. All right, very good. All right, folks, you can call in right now on John's show in the last 15 minutes, I guess, or so of the program that we have on this date before Thanksgiving. I also mentioned earlier that later tonight on our program, Rick Adams Uncensored, at 9 o'clock Central, we are scheduled to have Jennifer Lake and her discussions on her blog about the JFK assassination. She ties things together that need to be tied together. She ties the medical aspects, the Rothschild Rockefeller cabal. She ties in the chemtrailing, the geoengineering. She ties in the political, the Salk vaccine, and the trail of assassinations that she's been studying. She knows quite a bit about the Kennedy assassination. I also, you know, want you to do some research of your own ahead of time. So if you'd like to go up on her website, she's not someone who freely invites people to email her that much because she's so busy. She's a one-woman show. She doesn't have a staff, and she does not do this really in a professional sense as far as making any money. It's strictly an informational blog, okay? It's not buy my videos or buy my books or anything like that. She's there because she cares, and she is someone who is a great researcher and a scholar in many respects, particularly because of her work in the field of nursing and medicine. So later tonight, 9 Central, we'll be chatting about the Kennedy assassination as we have for the last night or so. Let me take a call again from another listener who's been waiting, Ron in Texas. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate your show very much. I just want to let you know I've written Dr. K three different times over about a month and a half period, and I've never received a response from the gentleman.
That's very unusual, very unusual. If you want, I don't know why, but I know he's been traveling a lot, too, and sometimes his emails are not there or they get interrupted, so you have to give him some, cut him some slack a little bit here because he is extremely busy. Very busy.
Well, now it's been a total of 3 months gone by.
Yeah, yeah. If you want, if you have a question, can you submit that question to me and I will forward it to him?
I would certainly do that.
Why don't you do that? And then when he's back, I think he's away this week, but when he's back, I will share it with him and make sure that he gets it and see what he can do.
I appreciate that.
I will try my best for you, all right, sir?
Thank you very much.
Send it to me, rick458@cox.net. All right, you have that?
Rick458@cox.net.
Yes, R-I-C-K for Rick. All right? Do that. Anything else on your mind that you wanted to share with us?
Just wanted to say to everybody, have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Thanks Bye-bye. For calling in. Well, we try, folks. You know, we're not perfect. And I know that, as I said, some people say they haven't heard back from Dr. K. Others have. And sometimes I find that emails are not getting to him. Emails are not getting to me. And a lot of that is interference. There's a lot of stuff going on, folks, on the Internet. And we know who's behind it. We know what they do. They change emails. They're sending emails to people from you, maybe, from me. That contain links, that contain pornography or something. They're trying to discredit you. They're trying to bring you down. They're trying to interfere, and they'll use everything in their book, every trick in the book, to accomplish that goal. You see? Every trick that's available. So just bear that in mind, too. We do the best we can. We try to get those emails across. But sometimes it just, you know, manages to slip through the cracks. But I always like to give them the benefit of the doubt because I certainly have been wrong before, and I know I'm going to be wrong again. I don't want to misjudge people. So that word is definitely for the wise out there. All right. Now, we were, let's see, we were talking about the political realm tonight on this Thanksgiving Eve, talking about the traveling as well, people traveling extensively across America today, and the fact that despite the economy and the horrible economic conditions, we're told anyway, we'll see what happens, that Black Friday, the next couple of days, will be one of spending. Well, I'd like to know who's doing the spending, because quite frankly, the middle class doesn't have very much to spend. And almost all of what the consumers wind up spending is borrowed money. It's more credit card debt, more, you know, loans, more lines of credit, all of that that they take advantage of, thinking they're going to just pay it all back in January and February. I don't know why they do it, because it has nothing to do with Christ. It's the opposite. And it is a shame that people have been led astray by these merchants of Venice who take them all the way to the bank, the banks of the river. That's what they do best, you know. These Kenites, these sons of the devil, who know how to appeal to your generosity and your charitableness in giving to others. You know, don't fall down that road. Don't go into that. Don't fall for that trap, okay? I know that one of my friends has said, and you know who he is, Scott Smith, has said that a few years ago he decided, I think 4 or 5 years now, they weren't going to give gifts anymore. This particularly at Christmas time, but they would have family together just to be there to worship and fellowship. And, you know, at first it was hard. It was hard on the kids. But you know what? Now they are so joyful that they don't have gifts to exchange, physical gifts, you know, tangible things that are not going to mean much after a few days. Most of them will just be forgotten, tossed aside, and so forth. No, you don't want to go down that trap if you can avoid it. Get the spiritual gift, get into the spirit of truth, and share with them things that are important. Life-saving information, health, survival kits. These are the things they need. And most of all, love. That is far too rare today to have love in our society. True love. I don't mean this false love, but I do mean the love that is agape. It is an agape love that man cannot really appreciate at a humanistic level. Bear that in mind as well. As people are traveling, boarding airlines, boarding trains, you know, we have the super surveillance state now. People having to go through every rigmarole to get on trains, you know, to get on Amtrak, to be able to travel to see their relatives in the next day or so. They're being assaulted. They're being accosted. They have these tasers, of course, we know about. We know about the pat-downs, and we know about the invasion of privacy, the private parts. We know about the scanners and how they have been used extensively by contractors with the Homeland Security Department who have sold these scanners to airport security in just about every single state and how they're tied into the synagogue of Satan, period. That's what it's all about. Now we also know that with Fukushima and with the bombardment of radiation through them at these airports, things are beginning to take effect. Folks, you can't do that. You cannot continue to have that kind of radioactive seed about you and in you and not eventually pay the price. Folks, we're not leaving Iraq. We're not leaving Iraq. We're not leaving Afghanistan. The United States is there right up to the end of this beast system, okay? Right up to the end of this occupation, if you will, of the whole Middle East, the whole world, under the beast. when he comes. The system that is diabolical. It will come. The American military is there to provide cover and to provide the action, necessary military action, to accomplish the slaughter that has taken place now for all these years. And we'd have to include in that genocide the great world wars as well. Let us not forget that. No, the word is that Americans are not going to be leaving Iraq, period. They're there to stay. Make no mistake about it, despite the lies of this administration and the statements that have been made. Children will still be enlisted in this war on terror, huh? We'll come right back in the final wrap-up of tonight's program.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We're back. I can't believe how 2 hours now has just gone by so quickly. And as I said, I didn't know I'd be doing these 2 hours today on Republic for John Stadtmiller. And I do have my own program to do a little bit later on. About 3 hours from now, we'll be back. We will come back. But it did go by rather quickly. Many of you are preparing dinner. You're preparing to eat tomorrow, and family and friends. And thank you for your emails and your concerns and prayers and thoughts and some of the humor that has been given as well. But there is a time for humor, a time for laughing, a time for sorrow, as it as it says in the scriptures, you know, there is a time for everything, and this is the time right now to reflect as we close tonight's program. With all that's going on in this world and what's happening around us and in our nation today, we know time is not on the side of the righteous, so to speak. Time is something that, for lack of better words, is running out for people. Preparation should be made, as indeed the pilgrims prepared and did things they never thought they'd have to do in a strange new land. They hunted, they cooked, they built. Many of them never made it, the great majority. They perished on the seas coming to these shores, as it was prophesied. And they found the new land, the Israel of God, the true Israelites, who came to these shores, made trades with the Indians. They landed on the East Coast because on the West Coast they were so fierce, the Indians, they could not have survived. You know, it's amazing how things work out, not by accident, but by true design of the Father. So let's do that. Let's all understand, regardless of where we come from and what ethnicity or what particular religion or no religion at all that we have at this time, you need to understand survival and preparation for things that have come and gone before in history. We are no exception to history, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, we shall hopefully be thankful, all of us, to the Creator, to God, for the things that He has given us. And not just the motives and the things that we have about those things, the material blessings and things of that sort, but the ultimate gift of His government to come. You know, all of this will pass away, the earth itself and heaven, but His word shall not. I'd like to just close on those thoughts and give you pause to reflect. No matter how dark the day may be and how glum it may seem, it does matter not, folks, because He is the light of the world, and the world will be under Him, regardless of what we believe, what anybody else tells you. It will not be a world government led by Satan that will succeed, quite the contrary. So put your eggs in the right basket. Make sure you put the magic glasses on and see the truth for what it is. We may have disagreements. We may have some diverse ruminations, if you will, and interpretations. But essentially, we're in the same direction. I thank God for RBN. I thank God for this network and for John Stapmiller, who's provided it to us. Whatever you think of him, whatever you think of me or anyone else, at least you have it. So that's my thought for today. And God willing, we'll hear from you again, and you'll hear us in just about 3 hours. Rick Adams filling in for John. Good night, everybody. Continue to support and listen to RBN.
The next